to Fitfluential Radio, the intersection of fitness, health, wellness, and modern medicine. 50% education, 50% motivation. We're here to help you find your fitness. Tune in weekly for interviews with some of the most respected and experienced names in the business, providing actionable insights for you in every episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's roll. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. Today on the show, we welcome back Nick Delgado, and Nick is going to talk today about a somewhat sensitive topic, and it's a topic that troubles both young individuals and adults, and that's acne. And those of you that are listening are probably either going, okay, yeah, I didn't know I was not the only one as an adult that was dealing with this. And it really is quite widespread, adults that are dealing with some version of hormonal acne. And the truth is, you'll learn from Nick in this two-part episode about how really the truth about acne is it is hormonally related, and it can be solved not by what's typically prescribed by a dermatologist or a traditional doctor, but it's solved or addressed or eradicated or calmed down aggressively by using more lifestyle changes, dietary changes, and things that are going to address our hormones. You've heard us talk so much about the importance of having balanced hormones, and it's just becoming more and more widespread, the understanding that this is what is needed. It's not just go and get a pill. We talk about how a lot of doctors will prescribe birth control pills to deal with quelling acne. Doctors will prescribe antibiotics. That's not the solution. That's something that can deal with a symptom, but it's not dealing with what's actually causing the acne, the skin eruption. And you'll learn more about that and have a much better understanding after you listen to this two-part episode. So be sure you listen to both parts of this episode. We run about 50, 55 minutes, but it's all good. And the great thing too about this interview, and it's why Dr. Nick is so, he's somebody that is not only going to have his own show here on Fitfluential, but he's going to be a guest regularly because he just has such a full understanding of how our hormones work, how to not only fix them, but balance them and optimize them. He's absolutely brilliant. So sit back and enjoy this two-part episode with Dr. Nick Delgado on acne. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I'm thrilled to welcome back Dr. Nick Delgado, and I hope you have listened to our first episode by now because it was an incredible first introduction to Nick and his wealth of experience and his expertise, and I'm really, really excited to have him back on the show because we're talking about that awkward topic that a lot of people are dealing with, but nobody actually likes to admit, and that is acne, whether it is when you're going through acne as a young adult or as an adult. And yes, it happens more than you know for adults. So Nick,
Kelly, it's great to be on the show, and it is such an important topic. I wrote the book, Acne Be Gone for Good, with Dr. Sonia Battarisi Banisel, and she's a board-certified dermatologist, and it's such an important story because we have so many teenagers and adults that are suffering from acne.
And, you know, by the way, I think you may have referenced her on our last interview, and you say her name so simply, and every time you say it, I'm like, gazoontight, because it is such, and I'm not even going to attempt to say her name, but you say it so well, so I have to give you like a gold star just for being able to say your co-author's name.
Well, just say Dr. Sonia. It's probably easier. Dr. Nick and Dr. Sonia are the co-authors of Act Be Gone for Good.
That totally works for me. And we'll have to get her on the show as well. Tell me, Nick, how did you, when you and I first met, we talked about, you know, the fact that you have this program and you'd been really eradicating acne issues for so many people, young and I'm using old in air quotes, young and old. What was the impetus for you going into, you know, trying to find a solution for acne?
Well, I think it started when my own daughter was struggling with acne, and the mother of my child was having problems with acne, and I had a few other friends, and I was working on a whole topic and project called estrogen dominance. Not many people understood it or knew about it at the time. It was around 2003, So that's 15 years ago. Hmm. And it was kind of an accidental discovery, because the product I created was a capsule that I at that time called EstroBlock, and it's still called that today. And later I created a product called DHT Block. But in the early stages, we were actually using a cream, which has now become known as Annihilate Acne Cream. And but at that time, we knew no connection to acne. In fact, people were taking the product, and randomly, I was getting people contact me saying, Nick, Dr. Nick, do you know that this EstroBlock has somehow cleared up my acne? Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? And I was just caught off guard, and I was excited, and I wondered what was going on. So I had my daughter take the product. I later had the mother of my child take the product, Donna, and at that time, her skin cleared up too. And I said, Cherish, what do you think? And she said, well, I know these people are bloggers, and I've been following them. Fran Kerr, she writes about the liver cure for acne, and Tracy of Love Vitamins. So we sent them a couple bottles of the product EstroBlock, and sure enough, Kelly, it cleared up their skin. Oh my gosh. These
bloggers, you're so cute.
I mean, I'm telling you, they're social influencers, you know, and they've sent us 50,000 clients over the last 15 years. Just shocking how many people turned to them, but they trusted them. And of course, and so later I started doing the science to write the book, Acne Be Gone for Good. And that's where Dr. Sonia came in, and we went line by line, you know, sentence by sentence. We went through all the medical literature and the journals, and we actually discovered the mechanism. You know how doctors are. They want to know the mechanism. We don't understand why it works. If you say that, they kind of raise an eyebrow, but we figured out the mechanism of how these products work internally, because it's a hormonal problem. Acne is a hormonal problem.
Hmm. And that's something that we're starting to understand. I mean, on a side note, I was sharing an article with my man friend last night that was related to some medication I'm taking in my hormonal balance journey. And this guy, I'm hoping to have him on the show. He just wrote a really fantastic piece. And one of the things that Steve said to me was, he's like, wow, he's really driving home this point that everything is related to our hormones, everything. And it can be hard to grasp when you're like trying to get fit, right? And if you're working out and you're eating right and you're not getting fit, and you say to someone like that, do you know what the state of your hormones is? They're like, what are you talking about? Right? And when you talk about skin, people don't automatically, some people will know that acne is a hormonal issue, but many people don't. And they think it's as simple as like, oh, I need to stop eating chocolate. I remember when I was young, my dad said that. I started to get acne when I was about 17, really bad. And I would get so stressed and it would get horrible. And I went to dermatologists for years, and I was put on antibiotics and Accutane. And I remember my dad saying to me, I had acne when I was your age. And, you know, my doctor told me to stop eating chocolate, and that's what did it for me. And I'm like, well, I'm not eating, you know, I stopped eating chocolate. I stopped eating a lot of things back then, but it was just my doctor, his answer was putting me on a lot of drugs that had nothing to do with hormonal balance. Do you think that it's widespread or widely accepted in the medical community that the tie to acne is a hormonal one, or is this relatively new thinking?
Well, I have to tell you, Dr. Sonia invited me to the big dermatology convention that happens once a year in San Diego. And so I attended the acne boot camp, and I attended each of the meetings, and it's basically the American Academy of Dermatology. And you know, here's the main doctors that kind of oversee this subgroup or problem related to skin outbreaks, pimples, and worse, acne and related cysts. And they'll comment about hormonal acne, but they're so focused on the drug solution. And I was kind of taken back. And I would get to the microphone, you know, how at doctors' conventions, you know, the doctors stand up and ask questions of the other doctors of the panelists. And I said, well, here you have this one study that's showing there's a diet basically a plant-based whole food nutritional solution. And you're talking about maybe experimenting with variations on diet, and you're seeing great results with it. How come you haven't expanded more on this? And more importantly, you're aware there are certain supplements that contain the equivalent of 2 pounds of cruciferous vegetables a day. And there's something about cruciferous vegetables that balance out or increase what's called sex hormone binding globulin. And they're using drugs like birth control pills to increase sex hormone binding globulin. And I said, but what about the side effects of birth control pills? Why not try a simple supplemental intervention that's natural, that's safe, and support it with a healthy diet if you can get the kids to change their diet or the young adults, and let's see what would happen. And they were kind of like, yeah, we agree, it makes sense, but on to the next subject, because their sponsors are big pharma. So The doctors are kind of looking, you know, what's affecting their pocketbook, and they're looking at a quick solution. So they want to use antibiotics, spironolactone to alter the hormones, use birth control pills. And what do you do for these kids? What about the side effects? And some of these medications are so severely drying to the skin. They said, if you take this particular drug, and I won't name the drug, it'll work for the skin if your lips get so dry that they're cracking. And I'm going, you want it that bad? That's what you have to do to that extent? And, you know, when I first sent the bottle to Tracy, it's interesting. She goes, the day that I decided to try Estroblock was a day that changed my life and thousands of my followers. She said, I struggled with breakouts my whole life, which eventually turned to severe acne when I was 23, the type of acne that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. It devastated me. But thanks to the many internet blogs and ebooks that I trolled while looking for a solution, I was introduced to the fact that acne is not just about what you put on your skin. The skin is an organ, and it's expressing acne as the symptom of internal imbalance. So when you say hormonal imbalance, you're right on, Kelly. It's an internal hormonal imbalance that can be corrected with certain corrections. And it's so simple. People take this product, it clears up their skin. They can't believe it after several weeks, even if they've struggled with it for years. And so I think the next step was Tracy, she was following Fran Kerr of High on Health, and it was one of her mentors. So she wrote about this at her website. And, you know, we've since kind of put it on our website, estroblock.com, because the results speak for themselves. I mean, 50,000 kids later, and you know, that's why Dr. Sonia, when I showed her the evidence, she goes, wow, this is hard to believe. How come none of the dermatologists are using this protocol? And I said, I don't know. You're a dermatologist. Let's figure this out. That's where it started.
Well, I think that based on what I'm hearing you say, number one, what's happening in the dermatology space is very similar to mainstream medicine, what we hear from other folks on the show, which is if you go to a regular doctor, like I was going before, and you ask for, you bring up any, if you're a woman and you're bringing up any kind of hormonal issues, if you go to a regular, this is not everybody, because there's starting to be more and more exceptions, but if you go to a regular OBGYN and you talk about bleeding, they're going to put you on the pill. If you go and they're going to suggest everything, the answer to everything from an OBGYN is putting you on birth control pill, which like you said, the side effects from most of these birth control pills should enrage most people if they read them. And same thing with most pharmaceuticals. I mean, Steve and I watch CNN, and almost every commercial on CNN, I told him, I go, are you noticing this? Like every single commercial, when we watch our favorite show, Fareed, on Sunday, it's a pharmaceutical. And then you listen to the side effects. It's like, this is like a Saturday Night Live episode. Would people, like, you're going on a pill to help your psoriasis, but the side effects could be death, heart attack, you know, stabbing people. I'm exaggerating, but yeah. It's ridiculous. And people don't think that the side effects will happen. But I can tell you that, for example, when I went to my OBGYN, I was experiencing almost what I'd call hemorrhaging with bleeding. And I was not on the pill. And they said, I tell you what, it looks like you have more cysts on your ovaries. And I said, well, shouldn't we do surgery or do something to get rid of the cysts? And they said, no, we'll just put you on Loloestrin Fay. I encourage everybody, if you're on Loloestrin Fay and having any kind of side effects, just Google side effects of Loloestrin Fay. And I don't mind mentioning the brand because I'm speaking the truth. For the first time in my life, I got migraines. I gained 25 pounds in a month. I had the most horrifying side effects. And when I went back to my doctor, her reaction was, it's not the medication, it's you. And I'm like, okay. So what I'm hearing from you is very similar in the dermatology field. They are acknowledging, okay, that's cool. We could do supplements. We could encourage people to have, you know, more cruciferous vegetables, but we're also incented right now. They answer to, you know, the healthcare companies, and they're answering to big pharma. And so they're going to be more incented to prescribe you antibiotics. And in my case, both in my late teens and early 20s, I was put on every kind of sulfur pill, antibiotics, three courses of Accutane. If I'm correct, isn't Accutane no longer allowed to be prescribed? Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, it's kind of gone to off-label, and they're using more of a generic prescription. So really, in a doctor's office, they can almost prescribe anything, but the name brand you mentioned, it's difficult to get at this stage. That's correct.
Yeah, and I was put on that. So not only as, you know, early, like late teens, and then what, you know, when they put you on that, you have to be on the pill. So then you're getting quadruple, you know, you're just destroying everything in your body hormonally. I understand that now. I didn't understand it back then. And it, like you said, it dries you out so much. Like my lips would get cracked and bloody, and yep. I my skin would peel off like I was a snake. It was embarrassing. So, you know, you're trying to fix your acne, and you're in, you know, your late teens, you're in high school, and it's peeling off, and, you know, I couldn't keep makeup on because it would peel off. And I'm like, what's worse, the acne or the treatment? And bottom line is, it came back later. And as an adult, they put me on antibiotics, spironolactone. I was just taken off spironolactone recently because they told me, my original doctor, which was a dermatologist, that I would be on spironolactone for adult onset acne for the rest of my life. And ladies and men, I'm going to encourage you, if you're on spironolactone, go do the Googling, do the side effects of spironolactone, and watch and be horrified. Because the fact that I was on that from 2009 to 2018 turns my stomach. I wish I would have known about something as simple as, and I'm going to have you explain what your Estroblock product is, but let me dial it back, because we've obviously seen, okay, you've come up with a solution that is more, I would say, natural and gentle, and hits at the root of the problem. You're not, you found a way to address acne for young people and adults that is dealing with the, like you said, not the symptom, not putting the making the symptom go away, like taking aspirin for a headache. You're figuring out what causes the headache and getting rid of the cause. So I love that. My one question to you is, you're talking about estrogen, and I think a lot of people listening, if they're listening, mom, we've got a lot of moms listening on the show, and they're going to have kids in high school that are male. And to me, when I hear high estrogen, I think of women. And I know that's silly because both men and women have testosterone and estrogen. Is it when men are young men and they're getting acne, is that also an estrogen issue with them?
It's really interesting that you asked that question, because, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is that, you know, estrogen is present not just in women, but in men. And there's a new statistic finding, and that is that a young 25-year-old man may be exposed to, by the time they're age 50, to the estrogen levels of a menstruating woman. By the age of 50, they actually have more estrogen than a young woman at the peak of her cycle. And so wow. Men are exposed to so much estrogen, and it's confusing to the man's body because, you know, how does the body react? Well, you know, the man starts forming man boobs. You know, this is kind of shocking to find, but when you do the search, I was looking at The Rock, you know, who's more alpha male than Wayne Johnson, right? And, yeah. You know, these guys who are big football player and big MMA fighters, there's this guy, Brock Lesnar. He's this big, massive man. But if you look it up and you see their history, both of them had gynecomastia man boob surgery. They were forming breasts because wow. of the massive amount of estrogen that aromatizes, which is a kind of a fancy word. It just means that when they take testosterone, the body converts quickly into massive amounts of estrogen. So they wanted the muscles, but they certainly didn't want the side effects of excess estrogen. So guys are just really confused. They don't know what to do. And if you really look on YouTube, the only solution you'll see is my answer about man boobs and estrogen dominance, because I'm working on a book, my next book after the acne Acne Be Gone for Good here is released this week now, of course. But my next book's on estrogen dominance because it's such a troubling problem. And young men, it affects their sexual function. It makes it difficult for a man to achieve erection. There was some clinical studies, maybe I'm off on a tangent here, but they actually rubbed estrogen cream on the man's penis, on his organ before sex, and they could not get an erection for 3 days. That's how potent and dangerous estrogen is to men. And so that's why we created EstroBlock. And you know, the thing is, sure, I encourage people, absolutely, get whole cruciferous vegetables, but you have to eat raw cruciferous vegetables. And it turns out it takes about 2 pounds of cruciferous vegetables because these estrogens are so toxic that even drugs that the doctors prescribe to try and combat estrogen isn't even strong enough. It's called letrozole, anastrol, which is another name brand, so to speak. But these drugs can't even offset the dangerous, harmful, exerted changes in the man's body. So guys who are taking these testosterone products, they're also taking, quote, drug estrogen blockers, but they're not strong enough because estrogen is 1,000 times more potent than testosterone, according to Dr. Eugene Shippen, who wrote the book Testosterone Syndrome. So I've been studying this for a better part of 2 decades because I knew it was a troubling problem. And our best seller in the world right now is EstroBlock Triple Strength because it's like consuming 2 pounds of raw cruciferous vegetables a day. And your average person is not going to chomp down, I think, you know, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and kale, even though they might like them, but usually they cook them. And the moment you cook them, guess what? It deactivates the most important ingredient that increases sex hormone binding globulin that then attaches to the androgens that clears up the acne. So that's why these capsules, just taking 1 or 2 a day, is such an easy solution. Of course, I want them to improve their diet. Of course, I want them to eat more whole foods. But not every young kid's going to do it. And even if they do, it may not be enough because their body is under siege. And estrogen comes from not just, you know, the common things you think of, you know, a cash receipt, the register that you grab, the little cash receipt that we collect as business people, right? That chemical on the cash receipt is estrogen toxic. Pesticides are toxic, and pesticides are in the crop and in the crops, and the animals eat the crops. And of course, animals have estrous cycles. So chicken has the highest level of estrogen dominance right up there with red meat and pork, even if they're organic, because the animals have estrogen cycles and we eat them or we drink their milk from the cows, and all that estrogen is 10 to the sixth, meaning 10,000 to a million times more concentration reaches our body. And that's how toxic estrogen is. It gets into our water supply. It gets into the cosmetics, into the chemicals. It's in fire retardant in the bed, so we don't like burn to death in a hotel fire. But the chemicals in the bed are changing your estrogen ratios. So there's 40 different estrogens. And we have what's called a good kind of estrogen. So there's a good hero out of this. And it turns out that EstroBlock not only increases sex hormone binding globulin, which attaches to these DHT and testosterone androgens, but it also actually, it kind of moves this bad estrogen, which is highly toxic in the, only usually measured in the urine. It's called 16-alpha-hydroxyestrone. It moves it to a good form called 2-hydroxyestrone. And EstroBlock does both things. And third, it targets an enzyme called mTOR that causes abnormal growth in the skin. So there's 3 reasons why EstroBlock is more effective than the most potent drug on the market. It's so effective that kids, when they take it, it clears up their skin after several weeks. Sometimes it takes a few months. And then if they go off it, oh my gosh, their skin gets worse again. And so, you know, if they ever run out of supply, they're hunting us down. They're calling our office. They're emailing us. They're texting us. They're like, what happened? So we have to produce over 20,000 bottles every quarter to ship to Amazon. It's just shocking how many people need this product.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. And I've had my own personal experience with acne in various forms. And when you've had it and it's really bad, and then you get rid of it, whether in a good way or a bad way, and you get used to what it's like to, like, I just remember when I was younger that I would have long hair and I would hide my face. I never wanted to be having like the sunlight shine on my face because then people could see the bumps that makeup was covering up. And
yes.
So I would always have my hair and it's very traumatic. And so, yeah, I can understand that if you've got something that's working for people and it's helping them in such a tremendous way remove that trauma, of course they're going to want it back. First of all, I love hearing you talk about this because, you know, I find it flattering when people talk to me about, you know, I'm so passionate about things. I get very excited. I can hear the excitement and the passion, you know, in your voice, but that's also because I've had the pleasure of talking with you a lot. And I know that you are very proud of what you've done and what you've discovered and how much you can help people. You've shared a ton of information in your last answer. And so I want to summarize a couple of things and then ask some next steps. So my understanding is what you just explained, it makes complete sense. When you're talking then about that men or young men are exposed to, and most don't realize this, right? They're probably not, they're going to think if they're, you know, developing man boobs in addition to the stomach, like, oh, it's just, I need to lose some weight. Most men are not automatically going to think about needing to fix their hormones.
Thanks for listening this far. Be sure to tune in for part 2 of this episode with Nick Delgado.